Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael O'Brien reaching out to you from Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm honoring my my lunch and learn commitment, and so excited that folks have taken the initiative to come on. I know there's been a lot of news that's happened. Certainly. Some kind of last few days. But folks, in adversity, a lot of times there's opportunity. And my message to everybody is to stay the course, stay connected, stay positive, don't make any rash decisions. We have leadership right now that is working diligently as we speak to find a home, and the leadership that we have in place, folks, is, state-of-the-art leadership, and they are literally canvassing the country. I've been on the phone, and, they're literally hopping in and out of planes, trains, and automobiles around the country, really demonstrating, in my opinion, sheer leadership. I mean, a lot of people can talk a game, but when it comes down to acting and actions, the very medium in which you can see a person and their character and what they're made of, we're seeing it with the leadership right now. As I indicated just a few seconds ago, they're on planes, trains, and automobiles trying to find a home for us. So stay connected. Tune into your lunch and learn calls. And like I said at the top of the show, a lot of times in moments of adversity, there's opportunity. And don't make any rash decisions. This is a time to really, really slow everything down and really process things in a professional way. You want to stay classy and not jump to judgment in this time. There's a lot of emotions flying around, and as I indicated, we are fortunate to have the type of leadership and the relationships that we've made, folks. The relationships that we've made over the years, that's the absolute key to getting through this storm, okay? So with that as a opening to the program today, today's Lunch and Learn call, I have the good fortune of someone that I've gotten to know much better over the last few years. He's not only a business colleague, but a friend. And that's none other than Victor Girardi out of Oxford, Connecticut, who has kindly offered to take me up on my request to join me on today's call. And Victor, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Michael, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Victor. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The sun peeped out, man. It's like the signs are all there. It feels like spring is coming. Feels like we're finally getting to the start of our new journey as we've closed the book on something that, disappointed us all, but quite frankly, I think has made us all stronger as a community and is going to lead us to some very, very, very good things. And I am, again, very excited about what the future holds and where we're going and what we're doing. And, I really trust the leadership that we've been able to align ourselves with because they're all looking out for us. And, one of the things that, if you don't mind, I'm just in a babbling mood today. If I apologize. But one of the things that I think people really need to keep in mind is that a lot of things that people are doing right now, you got to be really careful about decisions that are being made, because people are in a position right now where they're making these moves and they aren't necessarily in the best interest of everyone. They're really in the best interest of the individual, and that's okay if they fully disclose that when they talk to you. One of the things that you're going to find out from from the people that we're dealing with, the people we know, the people that, you know, we've come to trust and the people we've come to create some really good relationships with over, you know, the last few years, is that they're going to be full disclosure in terms of what's going on, and it is not always going to, you know, be something that's just in their best interest to do. They're going to see that what is going on is they're looking out after after us, and I really appreciate that. But anyway, I babble a lot, and like I said, I'm just in one of those babbling moods today because I'm so excited. But Michael, thanks for inviting me on. I don't know what you wanted me to talk about.
Well, no, that's helpful, Victor. I mean, hey, listen, we're in uncharted waters here, and what we've got to do is heed the advice of what Victor just said. Be very careful, folks, about any kind of decisions you make under duress. John Costino last night said it best. You make the worst decisions in a rash state of mind. So you do not want to do that type of thing. Just literally slow down just a little bit. I know there's an awful lot. It's very frenetic out there right now. And the sheer basic logic is you're not in the best place for the best judgment. You're just not. You're not in the best place for the best judgment. Let the dust settle a little bit. We have very skilled people that bring, you know, their collective lifetimes in this space that have coalesced together. And like I indicated at the top of the call, they're out there canvassing the country in meetings, looking for a home and trying to get us the best deal possible. So they're abundantly obvious, cognizant, I'm sorry, of what just happened. And so the ears are pinned back. I got that feeling on last night's call. Did you not, Victor, from John?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're pretty close to having some serious options for people. Real close. I mean, you know, talk about air miles. There's a lot of traveling going on right now. As a matter of fact, today alone, there's probably three companies that are being evaluated by different people. You know, we've narrowed it down. I think the thing that we're all trying to do is, look, I don't know if there's going to be one company for everyone that everyone's going to want to be with, but we're going to lay out some options of different companies that could appeal to individuals. So, you know, if we can't all stay together because there's, you know, likes and dislikes, I mean, we want to give everybody the best choices. We're all hoping that we can stay together. I think the majority of folks will. But the bottom line is, you know, you gotta make the decision that's best for you and your family. You know, some companies are going to appeal to some people, some aren't. But we're going to look for those choices, give you the pros and cons, and see where things lay out. I'm pretty excited about a couple of the companies. You know, I think, you know, we can't really say names because we don't have anything written down. So it's kind of hard for us to you know, to go out and tell you about all the companies that are being looked at. And some of them I don't even know yet myself. But pretty excited about what we're asking and how the evaluation process is going. So I'm pretty psyched. I'm pretty optimistic about what's going on. And we're going to make the best out of what we've got. And, you know, tonight at 9 o'clock, we'll be doing another conference call, I'm looking forward to that. I believe I'm going to be on that call with Valerie after the Power Hour, you know, we're going to give as much more information as we can.
Well, that's awesome, Victor. Now, Victor, do you happen to have that call-in number handy for tonight's call? Because some folks might
not
have that.
Yes, I do. I sort of memorized it over the last few days. Isn't that amazing? it's 712-432-3148, and the access code is 705-699.
All right, let's do that one more time, Victor, for folks that are trying to
okay.
find something right.
Okay, it's 712-412-4 312 432-3148. And that's 3148. And then the access code is 705-699.
Thank you, Victor.
That's 9 p.m. Eastern time. 9 p.m. Eastern time.
9 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, Victor, we have the good pleasure and honor of having a leader out of what is affectionately known as Maine, New Hampshire.
Cool.
New Hampshire, Maine. And it's other than one of the New England Dons, Don Smith. Don, are you there?
I am, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Welcome to today's call, Don, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, bud. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, my man. How you doing?
I am fantastic and getting better every day.
Absolutely. Hopefully you survived all that ice from yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all. It's nice and warm today, so we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome, Don. And, you know, Don, Victor and I were just going over the call tonight at 9 o'clock and some nuggets of wisdom in this, you know, kind of time. We're close to finding a home. And, you know, one of the things, Don, I was speaking about at the top of the show is many times in life, in the throes of adversity, you don't realize it, but there's opportunity that you can seize. And just wanted to share that you know, kind of foundation for the call and see if you could expand upon that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's so true, Mike, and you guys have been doing a great job, you know, keeping everybody in close and in touch and getting them information, as we all have tried to do. You know, the big message that we've been trying to get out to everybody, and we, by the way, we had a fantastic event in Seabrook, New Hampshire yesterday, and, you know, it just goes to show that even though our vehicle had broke down, you know, the team and the organization moves forward. And that's really the message. And what we tried to let everybody know yesterday is, you know, all the time that they've spent, their hopes and dreams that they have, and the people that they've been able to meet and lock arms with over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it's been, that hasn't changed. That's still alive. You've built that. That's your business. And, you know, what vehicle we use to actually earn income along the journey is changing. But if you think about the Thrive opportunity, we were already using multiple vehicles anyways, you know, multiple services and products. So as long as we're bringing good value to the marketplace and what we're doing, you know, there's always options that you can have as far as what vehicle you might use. But the important part is understanding that your business is really the people in your business. You know, I've used a couple of examples this weekend with some folks, and I said, look, if you owned an insurance agency, okay, and you represent 10 other insurance companies, and all of a sudden there's an insurance company that you can't use anymore, you can't sell anymore, the people aren't coming there to look at that particular company that you may have suggested to them that would be good for them. They're coming there to meet you and your staff and the people they trust to help them along the way, right? And we can use many examples like that. You know, if you're a corner kind of store that sells all kinds of products, right? It's not about the products. People come there because they know you, they trust you, they love your organization that you've put together, and that's who they're looking at, you know. And if you look at, Mike and Victor, you guys can chime in on this, if you look at what we teach, how to build this business, this type of business, we're constantly telling people, look, you're going to show them a product or a service, but understand that people are looking at you, and they're looking at your organization and saying, I have hopes and dreams that you're asking me about, but I need to know, are you the people who can help me get there? And And that part of our business or that structure is still intact, and our dreams and our hopes are still intact. And we're just trying to find the best vehicle to continue on so everybody can continue building their business. And just want to get you guys to chime in on that as well.
Yeah, you mind if I say something, Michael, now?
Oh, go for it, Victor.
Yeah, I love what you had to say, Don. That's phenomenal, and you're right spot on, which, you know, brings you to another point, too. And that's why we've always said that, you know, personal development is probably one of the best things you can do for your business. You know, it's about becoming that magnet that people want to come to. And what we've been able to do over the last few years with what we've done in this community is create an environment that has become a magnet for folks. I mean, I can't believe how many people are calling that weren't interested in North American Power per se, but are interested in knowing where we're going, okay? Yeah. That are interested in not recruiting me for something else, but actually looking to come aboard if we pick a company that makes sense for them because they want to be with us. That's unbelievable. And so personal development is still one of the key things that we need to do. While we're here making, you know, waiting for the decision, we should still be honing our skills. We should still be reading some good books. We should be filtering our mind with stuff that's really good. We should be building lists. We should be making contacts, preparing. Preparation still becomes the number one thing that you need to do, but always be looking to improve yourself on, you know, and doing the things that you need to do to be a better you, because that's just going to be a magnet for folks as we move forward.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, Victor. And, you know, guys, you guys both know I've been doing Monday personal development calls for about 2 years. And one of the things that I always stress to folks is its real value comes out when the storms move in. Because everybody can be doing great when everything's rosy and sunny and flowery. But what keeps all of us together is being more developed personally. And I'll tell you another important thing that's coming out of this is the relationship value and the relationship capital. And Don spoke to that so well earlier. You know, people go to businesses. If you took the people out of the building, then that would really, really create a very, very striking image of what it is I'm stressing. It's the people that make an opportunity. It's the people that make a business. And to know, like, and trust each other is imperative. But what happens is those bonds start to strengthen. And right now we're seeing that demonstrated as leadership coalesces and unifies. And, you know, just on with Kevin Marino this morning, he's hopping out of a tram onto a bus, you know, at an airport. I mean, he's been, like, unbelievable. And as I indicated, you know, you can judge people so much more accurately and so much more honestly by what they do than by what they say. And he got right after things, folks, along with many other leaders. So hats off to everybody that's sacrificing time away from home, trying to find a new home for us. And everyone on the call, rest assured, everything's going to be done at the highest and best order to create the best opportunity that the leadership can find. Know that in your heart.
Yeah. And, Mike, if I could just add, you know, everything is about value, guys. You know, we get hung up in the society with price, no matter what it is we're talking about. But value is the true benefit that we get from anything. And if you think about the value of this organization, if the value of the team that you've built and the people who support you, you know, in your climb to your goals and dreams. And think about, you know, all of us that have been talking about this and trying to get people to understand that it hasn't been a waste of their time. They've built something that's still here, you know. And think about how we're taking time, because there's a lot of us out there looking. I mean, you guys, we are, Kevin and Bob, we're all looking at different things. And if we were just to jump on something, just to jump on something, you know, what does that say about us? You know, it just says, well, all we want to do is make money, right? Where that's not the thinking. When you think about what's going on here with this fantastic group of leaders and group of people, we're not here for just that. We're here for the best experience, the best. We want to look at the best opportunity to get, because we're obligated. We told you, all of us, when we said we could help you reach your goals and dreams, that hasn't changed. So we need to make sure that what we latch ourselves onto with this great group of people that can do anything, that can move mountains, that we latch onto the right thing to make that happen for you and you to have the best opportunity to reach those goals and dreams that you set out for. So that's where we are right now. And just wanted to make sure that everybody is thinking about that. And hasty decisions are not typically the best decisions out there. And just know that everybody's working hard and has your best interest in mind. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Awesome, Don. Well, I really appreciate, you know, the time you guys are taking. I know I don't remember. I remember saying this to someone the other day, the phone volume that I've had, and you know, it just underscores the relationships. Everybody rolled up their sleeves and got right to work, and I'm sure you guys are super busy too. Folks, understand this. I contacted Victor Girardi at 11:58 and Don Smith at 11:54. So I want to talk about walking the walk. We had zero heads up.
I smell free lunch, don't you?
Yeah, I'm thinking something down that road.
Guys are on. But,
I'll have them just buy me dinner on the next road trip.
There you go.
And
everybody on the call is welcome. It's all on mic.
I like that part.
Oh, God. Funny. Well, hey, listen, I want to thank you guys very much. I know there's a big call tonight, folks, at 9 o'clock, and we'll see everybody there. If there's anything else that you guys want to spend some time on, go ahead and shed some light on that. If not, then I know how busy everyone is. Anything else you guys want to spend some time on?
I'll just add, thank you, Mike, and also thank the folks that are on the phone, because, you know, it proves that they still do have their hopes and dreams, and they're looking for us to help them get there, and we're going to do that. So hats off to you guys for the incredible people and leaders that you guys are, and appreciate you guys including me in this, and you guys just have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Hey, Don, hang on. There's someone out of your neck of the world that just raised their hand. Can I ask you to hang on just a minute? Thanks, buddy.
Sure.
Welcome to the call. Your name and your question, please, for Don.
It's more of a hello to my business partner, Mr. Don Smith. This is Don LaPlume from the beautiful state of Vermont. Checking in. I've been listening to this call here, and just you guys said it. I mean, I was so impressed with what I heard, not just from Don, but from Victor and Mike, and, you know, our family, and that's what we've created. Our family is so much more secure and so much more valuable than any business or company ever could be. It doesn't come down to money, it's down to those relationships, and means more to us than anything. And, you know, you guys said it earlier, so I don't want to repeat what you said, but thank you all for being out there and for everyone who's working hard to put the right vehicle together for all of us. They really care enough to do that, and to make sure that we're secure for a very long time to come. So,
hey, Don, boom. Thank you for chiming in, Don, so much.
Thanks for having me on here, Mike. How can I not be there with the other half of the New England Dons out there? I don't know if you guys caught the pictures of the Dons coming into the event yesterday, but we were in full garb.
It was good stuff. It was fun. Hey, everybody, I just want you guys to know, we're known as the New England Dons, and that's the good Don that just chimed in. I guess I'm always known as the bad Don. I'm not sure why. But thanks for chiming in and joining us, bud.
You bet, pal. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Take care, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for putting this together and inviting us on. I appreciate that. Just one thing I want to kind of end with personally is that, it's all a matter of choices, and people do have to make the best choices for their family. So whatever choice somebody makes, that's their personal decision, and that's great. But here's what I'm going to just say. If you're being approached for something, be careful. Make sure there's full disclosure on what that person has gotten in terms of their deal, because honestly, there's a lot of folks out there that are taking these deals for personal gain and trying to really connect with individuals that they don't really have a vested interest in helping and to take advantage of the situation that we're in. So, with that said, again, it's about choices, but really, 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 really wait to see what comes out so you have the choices. And if you decide to move on, make sure you're very careful about what full disclosure is being made from the individuals that are talking to you. And, that's just something that I wanted to make sure everybody's aware of.
Victor, Don. That is so timely, Victor, and spoken from the heart. And, unfortunately, there are people out there that will prey on circumstances and try to take advantage of the circumstances. Victor, one of the things I think is not really spoken to enough is to lean on your support that's in place. If these types of things are happening to you folks, don't decide in the dark. Reach out to somebody, get some more input, don't make any rash decisions, and then like Victor said, be very, very cautious. Be very careful. Take advantage of the talent that's around you and the wisdom and the experience. Don't make any decisions in the dark by yourself. Folks, we've got someone raising their hand out of 717. Your name and welcome to Lunch and Learn.
Hi, thank you. My name is Joe, and I didn't get the number and the PIN for tonight's call. So can you please repeat that?
Sure. Victor, you got a pen, pencil ready?
Yes, thank you.
712-432.
Yes.
432. 3148. Okay. And then the PIN is 705-699.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No,
and is it a good practice to maybe do that at the end of the call so that we can get it again in case we don't have it?
That
sounds like a game
absolutely.
Plan.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Appreciate the help. Everybody have a great day.
You too, Joe. Thank you. Well, the call and information, folks, that Victor just shared. And I think on that note, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And I want to thank both of you, literally, Johnny on the spot, folks. Don Smith and Victor Girardi didn't hesitate to come on. And a time when things are a little outside of normal, and I really want to appreciate you guys for doing that. So
you're welcome.
Thank you. And,
well,
Mike, we're all a little outside of the pool anyway, so don't worry about that. We're good.
Well, what really means an awful lot to me that the two of you have decided to cover Mondays for the rest of 2015.
Oh, well, you know, you're covering lunches, so, you know, it's the least we can do.
But, well, guys, it means a lot, and we'll see everyone here on the Lunch and Learn throughout the week. You've got great leadership all over the country, and stay plugged in. See you on tonight's call, and thanks, everyone, for joining, and certainly thanks to you, Don, and thanks, Victor.
Have a great day, Michael.
Take care,
everybody. Thank you, guys. See you, Vic.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.